I did skeet the show.
We do podcasts by nature, it's in our blood. Stay posted in the magic and spreading love. Four guys on the pod every week. Live Twitch feed for the fans, what a treat. Find us on the internet with all the pods. Stacking up downloads so we become gaming gods. There ain't no limit to our peak. Fortune and fame is all we ever seek.
All we ever seek.
Everyone listen to
all we ever seek.
Everyone listen to a new low today.
When they pee, is it always in the bush?
It is.
I hate that sound effect, you guys know that?
Of me talking? Yeah. That was great. Blackhawk.
I was about to say, the top of my shaker like flew off and went into the sink, so I had to rinse it off. That's what... took me an extra beat there.
Your tin?
So, yeah, the top of my tin. Speaking of tin, I got some tin to drink.
Oh. Look at the smoothest transition.
Drinks with Joe.
Tin, the tool man, Joe.
Mm. Hopefully this drink is as smooth as that transition. I have a drink here called the Gold Rush. The Gold Rush, you're going to use...
Wait.
You're going to have honey syrup.
Oh, you just ruined it. We're going to guess what was in it, and now we can't.
I've only said one thing, so you can...
What did you say, John? Okay.
The Gold Rush. It's called the Gold Rush.
Oh, I know what it is. Greg, you go first, though.
Gold Rush. It's a Goldschlager and soda and blue curacao. Is that a thing?
That would not make it gold. That would make it blue.
It is. It's a honey pack and Hennessy.
What is the honey pack thing? I can't understand what the honey pack thing is. It's the most perplexing thing
ever. It was the biggest donor to the Kamala
and people
campaign.
Think they're going to...
I think you would know what it is on Black. I think Black Sky would be talking about the honey pack.
I'm not a honey. I don't know what's going on with the honey pack thing. It's very odd. I've heard about it, but I'm just perplexed about what it is, what it's allegedly supposed to do. So no, it is honey syrup
pack,
lemon juice, and bourbon. All right. So you're gonna take your three ingredients. I got me some homemade honey syrup here.
Ooh.
Got your tin full of ice. What is it? 3/4 ounces of honey syrup, 3/4 ounces of lemon juice. I haven't even opened this lemon juice yet.
Wait, equal syrup, equal lemon juice?
Equal syrup, equal lemon juice, whole lot of bourbon.
Where's my bourbon?
So, 3.5 ounces of lemon juice.
That's lime.
No, it's lemon.
Hey, look.
I was like, wait a second. It's lemon. Bitters. Yellow top.
And are you following
2 ounces
Don Lemon on TikTok?
I am. On TikTok? No, I'm following him on Blue Sky, though. I was like, that lemon knew how the election was going to go. I was like, there's so many people like, yep, voting for Trump. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, well, I mean, I think he was going to Trump rallies, so.
Yeah, he was going everywhere. He was going, like, middle of cities as well. All right, everything in your shaker. Greg, cover your ears. We're going to go original sound here.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
All right. Pop the top on that.
Put it back.
Did I not grab my
phone? Oh, not again. That's
grab
the sound
your
of your tin.
Just
stuck.
Fix your audio now.
Pour into your cocktail.
You didn't hit the audio button, Joe.
Well, no. Oh, my bad.
Still in Greg gear.
My bad.
Greg gear.
So drop that all in there, and you have a golden dream. Boom.
The gold nugget. What's it called?
Gold Rush. Cold Rush.
Gold Shower?
Gold Rush. Thank you, Greg. Golden I called it the Golden Dream, my bad. I've already made the golden dream.
It's a golden bathtub.
First time trying it. Not as sweet as you'd think it would be with the honey syrup.
Yeah.
Well, a little bit more tartar.
Fucking all that lime jacked
it up. Lemon. Lemon.
Well, that citrus you put in there.
So it's very tart, but it smooths out the bourbon. It falls somewhere between. It's on the line of a whiskey sour, but it's not because of the honey syrup.
It's a margarita, but with
whiskey. Very interesting. It's still good. Look, it's another delivery system for whiskey. I like it. All I did for this drink this week, I said, "Give me Thanksgiving cocktails," and that was the first one I saw and I liked. So, boom. There you go. The gold rush. The golden
cinnamon in there.
The gold rush. Damn it. I had it right the first time.
Joe, speaking of cocktails, I got a question for you.
I am a milkman.
That's not the sound drop.
Are you going to invite Farzad over for Thanksgiving? Are you making your famous coconut Riz this year?
Second time I'm going to ask that again. I will be. I will be.
Was that after the
last
show?
Week, off the air. That was off air, yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. We're doing the show, Joe. We don't.
I know. Good job out of you. I'll be making it, but I won't make it until after Thanksgiving because it's a. Last year I made it post Thanksgiving. I will say that though, because I took it to Thanksgiving, but then Ariel's grandparents stole my reservoir, which made me had to make more immediately.
Stole your whole reservoir.
Your reservoir.
So the thing was. She kept telling me, like, oh, my grandparents don't drink. So I was like, okay, her grandma for every Thanksgiving makes a German chocolate cake. So I was like, you know what pairs well with German chocolate cake? My Haitian eggnog.
The axis of evil.
So I put some in a water bottle, took it over there, and
oh, is that
put
your it reservoir? In the fridge.
Yeah, that was my reservoir because I had put all of it in there, took it. And then
it was a Kirkland water bottle.
And then they were like, hey, can we, Joe, this is for us, right? And I was like, it's alcoholic. And they were like, okay, cool. And I was like, she told me you guys don't drink alcohol. I was like, no, I can't say nothing now. So they just stole it from me. I was like, well, damn.
Come on, that's a fun story, though.
I know, it was funny as heck, but I was like, the whole car ride back home, I was like, you told me they don't drink. They took it. They just took it.
Did they want the reservoir or did they want
they
the got contents?
A hidden, of body, the hidden bottle of Hennessy.
What happened?
What happened?
Okay, I was like, you were out of sync there for a second.
Craig was fucking in another dimension.
Scott was another
Did they want your reservoir?
Scott said something.
Did they want your reservoir or did they want the cocktail?
They wanted the cocktail. They wanted the cocktail.
Were they drinking it with you? Did you like share it?
Not with
like-
me. They just took it. Like, I think I had some, but like, I left the rest of it there. My plan was to take some of it there and then take the rest back home because I wasn't going to drink it all there. But they like confiscated it.
But they didn't try it.
Leave it there.
You didn't like everyone tried it and they're like, oh, I love this. Can we keep it?
They tried it and they were like, this is good. This is for us, right? And I was like, yeah. So, yeah.
Did you ever get your...
I just kept making more. I never had any of the one they had. They when we went back for Christmas, they were like, it was so good. Thank you so much. I was like, okay, well, at least they enjoyed it. The least I can do is, you know, have them.
This whole time they're pretending they don't drink in front of Ariel and then.
I know, right? I said, she was like, they don't, they used to not drink. She's like, I guess they drink now. So
it's holidays.
They don't do nothing.
He's been drinking Hennessy and honey packets.
That was my joke earlier that you guys didn't
hear. I think Greg said something about it, yeah.
Oh.
I kept again, a flask Greg. Of Hennessy under working. The cabinet. My mic worked. It was just delayed for some reason.
It was like that air packet that got frozen.
Actually, I got a question about when you guys go to holiday parties or a potluck-ish thing. But do you guys, when they say take some food home, do you take the food home? Do you take a lot of food home?
Big fan of taking the food.
Do home. Do you leave some? If they say here, take this whole pizza. Do you take the whole pizza?
Oh, I'm taking the whole pizza. You tell me to take the whole pizza. I'm taking the whole pizza. What am I to do?
Yeah,
definitely take the leftovers. Feign modesty, like, oh no, I can't take the whole pizza. No, you want me to get the whole pizza? I'm taking the whole pizza.
What are we doing here?
You're not gonna eat it, I'm gonna eat it.
They're like, take some home. I'm like, I'll take a little bit home. I don't want to take all of it. They're like, no, take all of it. I'm like, I'm not taking all of it. You keep it. Especially if it's something I shouldn't eat. Like if it's dessert, I'm like, I don't need to eat that. I mean, I want to take it.
You know, I'm taking it.
Like, I don't want to take it because I'll eat it. So keep it.
I was at Ariel was at a potluck. Was that like last week? I want to say, and yeah, it was last Thursday. And she called me on her way back, and she was like, "So I brought some food back." I was like, oh, "Okay, great." She was like, "And they had some cheesecake." I was like, "Did you get me some?" She was like, "Yes, I got you." So I was like, "Thank you. You know me."
Was it good?
Quickest way to my heart is some cheesecake. It was good.
Oh, it was.
No, because I've had two cheesecakes in that time since we last recorded. So
what are you doing over there?
So
how many times do you go to the courts a day now?
None. It's fucking blistering cold. It's not even that cold, but it's not great. Two cheesecakes, you're not going to the court.
I mean, it's not warm, but it's not cold.
That's what I'm saying. It's not warm, but it's not cold. But also, I've been busy with work pretty much the entire like last 2-3 weeks. But so the cheesecake she brought me, somebody made a sweet potato cheesecake, and the thing was, she did not tell me it was a sweet potato cheesecake. So when I was eating it, it's as if the person didn't like siphon all like the chunks of sweet potato. So there was like, you would bite into it and then you'd get like little sweet potato. So I was like, it feels grainy, like I'm chewing on a cheesecake that's supposed to just like kind of melt in your mouth. So the texture was kind of odd to me. The second cheesecake I had was Monday. That was from the Cheesecake Factory. I'll get to that later.
Oh, the Cheesecake Factory. Speaking of desserts, my real question, guys. Desserts. Where does sugar come from?
It's a great question. I think it's just processed. It's
where's it come from?
I mean, I've heard the same fact that everybody's probably heard. It's like one molecule different than cocaine. It comes from sugar canes. What am I talking about? It comes from sugar canes, and then it's grounded up and processed. Sugar cane?
You're thinking of cocoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it comes from little, like, sugar canes small from cans my of island. Sugar, and they squeeze it, and they chew it, and then they mix it.
I'll let you know, Scotty.
Try it out.
Growing up, whenever lick it. My parents would go to Haiti and then come back with, like suitcases of different things you can't get here. I don't know how they got this. Is obviously pre 2001. No, I was gonna say it's obviously pre 9/11.
Babies, huh?
Because I don't think you can get this type of stuff through customs anymore. But they'll come with like sugar canes, like the actual sugar canes chopped up, and then we'll have them as snacks, like around the house. We'll just like chew on what would be considered the bark, and it's just like a sweet, strawy, stringy type of thing. And then you just chew on it until like all the juices is gone. You spit it out and you chew another piece.
Where does brown sugar come from?
It's if you ground up molasses. Sugar, it's actually brown. It's going to be brown. So that's how they start the process. Then they bleach it, and that's how you get white sugar.
No, it's incorrect.
No, I mean that's true, but that's how a brown sugar is. Brown sugar is not just undone. White sugar, it's a molasses that they mix in with the sugar to make it the brown. It's a totally different flavor.
Okay, not bad. Maybe that's a dark brown. I'm thinking of like the light brown, or am I crazy?
Well, sugar in the raw is still white and shit, but it's kind of golden, like golden flecks.
Yeah, I was saying it's more golden.
I'm thinking of a lot of sugar.
It's more gold. Actually, it's kind of this color right on the cane.
Yeah.
Herman?
Rest in peace. That's his name. Not rest in peace. I was trying to think of his name.
Speaking of brown
sugar. Yikes.
Speaking of brown cane.
Hey, guys. It's Knut here, and I'm back with another question. I'm calling. I'm doing this remotely this week, so there's no editing, no cuts. It's real deal. My question is, when you're eating, what's your strike rate for missing your mouth and dropping food on your shirt? All right. Simple question. The end.
What's the not strike that rate?
Much. Did he... It's, was that a real background?
I'm an adult.
It literally sounded like he was in the jungle.
I don't know. I thought...
No, it was real because I had messaged him. I was like, where's your question? He said, well, I tried to send it earlier, but I didn't have connection. So he just asked it into his phone and sent it.
Was he in the jungle, though?
He's out in the freaking outback.
There's
yeah,
like,
he's in the outback.
Sounded like he was in the jungle. That is not in the jungle.
when I eat, I try to lean over what I'm eating. So if I do drop something, it lands on the plate. But when you're at home lounging sometimes, you trip. That's why you got to wear your not so great clothes when you're just lounging, because it ends up getting food all over you.
I got to say, I'm a pretty clean eater.
Cleater.
I don't have food just falling... Cleater. I don't have food just falling all over the place.
Cleater. Somehow it sounds...
That sounds like something else.
sounds dirty and racist all at the same time.
But yeah, no, I keep everything off of me. Like, I'm fairly good at that. I think I'm...
I have a drop that I want to play right now.
I have a drop.
Gotta find it, though.
I'm with Joe. I'm not...
Scott, how about you?
I'm not a... Rare occasion am I doing something on my shirt or dropping something. It's...
Publicly cleared.
If I'm lounging and... If I'm lounging,
no, there's a better drop actually that of me. When I was talking about the,
yeah, I got that one. I didn't want to play that.
Okay, I'm about to say what I'm talking about.
You're allowed to just say it, Joe.
South Park. Where's the clitoris?
Classic.
Chat with the grandparents.
But yeah, no. Speaking of eating properly, I had a question for you fellas.
What are you eating?
I got a question.
Messy eating.
The clitter?
Or whatnot.
Yow.
So I made something today that I've seen in restaurants but never ordered in a restaurant. But I was like,
Let's guess what it is.
Wait,
do
let's
some
guess.
Healthy alternatives.
Give us one hint. So,
one hint is right in the docket here.
That's a big hint.
Yeah, but that's a big hint. Like, you never made one of these before? Is it a Jamaican salad? Beef patty?
Oh, I know what it is, Joe. It's a smash burger. Joe tried to make his first smash burger.
Not a smash burger. Not a veggie burger.
Impossible.
A fur burger.
Not impossible, not for Scott.
Clitoris. Where's the clitoris?
Bacon cheeseburger. I don't know.
Is it a hamburger?
Again, listen to my premise. Listen to my premise. I've seen this in restaurants, but I've never wanted to do it. But today I was like, you know what? Let me make a healthy alternative.
You made a patty melt healthy.
Chicken burger.
No, you guys aren't going to get it. So instead of bread, I use a lettuce.
Oh, a lettuce wrap.
I lettuce wrap the burger.
Protein style.
Made a burger with lettuce wrap. Protein style. Protein for
it. Well, I mean, pretty much buns.
Guys.
Buns, sometimes they're okay, but usually it's just there to hold the stuff together you want to eat. So it makes sense to put it in lettuce because who cares?
Yeah, like I've seen it every now and again and been like, I don't think that's for me. Like, I don't want to eat that at a restaurant because I feel like it's going to fall apart or something, and then I'll have messy shit all over my shirt. But what's Scott doing?
I don't know. I was going to ask the same question.
Trying to get the beer
fingering out of his beverage.
I put my beer in here to keep it cold. Oh. I was waiting to fill, and now it's stuck. Sorry. Go on.
So I was wondering, had you guys had a lettuce wrap burger? I'm pretty sure Scott has, because he's Mr. Protein Forward facing. Greg,
I have burgers and tortillas. I've had lettuce wraps, you know, more in an Asian culture food kind of thing.
Yeah,
but not burger stuff. I have taken you know the buns off and just eaten it with everything but the buns. Wow. So it's kind of the same thing.
I just go face first into the buns.
I was going to say, lettuce wrap is, again, something I'm not unaccustomed to. Oh, he finally got it out, folks. Because I worked at Jimmy John's, we do the unwiches, and then here I would make, I'd basically make an unwich at home. But I was like, but I've been in a space where I'm like, I don't want cold food all the time. I want something hot, but I still want to try to make it as healthy as possible. So when I was going to Walmart today, I was like, you know what? Go on lettuce burger.
Oh, you have COVID?
Made two of them. Shits were fucking banging.
To me, a lettuce burger is like, instead of meat, you use lettuce. In a bun?
Yeah. I don't know the name.
What?
So, it's not a lettuce burger wrap? Is it a burger wrap? Is that what I should call it?
What should I You're call probably it? Right.
Protein style.
Like it matters.
Lettuce wrap burger. In and out, you can get a protein style. They wrap it in lettuce. Delicious. Highly recommend it.
Is it iceberg?
Yeah, I just made it with iceberg.
Iceberg. What, do you want shredded lettuce, Greg? What kind of animal are you?
Well, you could use like a big flap of romaine or something.
I don't understand the iceberg slander.
Let me add that to the title list. Big.
It's not flap a slander. It's just it's just water. Green water.
I'm not saying, that's fine with me. Like, I'm not talking about you per se. There's a lot of people that are anti-iceberg. I'm and not I'm like, per wait, se. So... It's,
per se, Harvin.
It's
you think John Stamos
water.
Called her a big flap of romaine?
Rebecca, a big flap of romaine.
Rebecca, romaine.
And now she's with the fat kid, or she was with the fat kid from Stand By Me.
Oh, wow.
Jerry O'Connell. Jerry
O'Connell. But yeah, people should know iceberg lettuce. I think, yeah, he was. Yep. He really, really thinned out. I think people really shit on iceberg lettuce a little too much. You know, I think
I wasn't shitting on it. I mean, I have shat on it just because it was there.
Yeah, I wash it. I wash it for that point. That's why I wash it.
I'm not talking very about you.
Jerry O'Connell's been married to Rebecca Romaine since 2007. They're still together. Great.
What?
Still together. Good job, buddy.
Good for Jerry.
Been together for a while. It's funny that he was in Jerry. Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Goes West.
He wasn't Jerry Maguire.
He was in a great series, Joe. You Just Were Born, but Sliders in the
Las
90s.
Vegas.
That wasn't him. That was the dude.
No, sorry. That was
Married
Nikki.
To Black Eyed Pea.
No, I'm thinking of what's the name? I think he was on that show for a period of time.
Maybe, but.
But Jay Moore's wife at the time.
Yeah, Nikki
was on that
Jerry
show.
Cox,
talking about R. Kelly? Black Eyed Pea.
Nikki Cox. Don't get that one, Black Eye.
Black Guy.
Oh, and God.
M. Larry, come on, Joe. You should know this.
That was pretty good.
I'm so confused.
Install that from Marshall. You guys ever steal from Marshall? Mathis.
I've never stolen.
Josh Duhamel is who I was
thinking.
Yeah,
that's how I said. Black Eye. He was with, what's her name? Fergie for a long
time. Oh, he was with Fergie.
That was the guy from Las Vegas.
I was so good.
Yeah.
He was married to the girl from Black Eyed Peas.
Talking about R. Kelly.
Wow, we got a lot of knowledge. We just not in the right spot.
Do you guys like Game Home
Moore
Goods?
Married to Genie Bus.
You guys ever go to Home Goods?
You put Home Goods and Marshalls together as one place? Home Goods don't have clothes. Marshalls has clothes. Marshalls has a lot of weird stuff like that, but
it's the same chaos in store. It's the same chaos.
No, it is chaos. Marshall's chaos. Marshall's, Ross, TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx.
Chaos.
Yeah, that's the trio. Home Good is not that same chaos.
It's chaos, but it's home goods. Like, you go down the aisle, you don't know what you're... It's just shit. Yeah, he's right. I get that. You're right.
Home goods to me feels more like Michael's. It's more in line with Michael's.
But Michael's is more of a crap or just decoration. Home goods, I mean, like creative stuff. Like Michael's, you can make your own, even though they do have decorative stuff also. They have a lot of make your own stuff. Home goods has already made stuff.
I think the thing is for TJ Maxx, Marshall, Ross, I never go to like the living side. I'm always just like in the clothing side, if anything. And so I don't think of it in that same way as a home good.
The thing I ever buy at Marshall's or TJ Maxx is luggage.
Like you get a good suitcase. Wow, all the same company. Oh, not Ross, though.
Yeah, same
chaos. Did not know that.
Chaos did not rings. Know that.
Speaking of...
TJ Maxx is like called... I want to say TK Maxx overseas, by the way.
You know
I think I was in Germany and I saw that.
I believe in...
I was in Germany and I was like, TK Maxx? What the heck?
I think we actually went luggage shopping at a TK Maxx in Dublin.
In Spain? Oh, in Dublin. That's right. You went to two countries. I keep forgetting
that. We needed luggage to carry all of our trinkets back.
Ooh, extra luggage. New luggage.
New luggage.
New luggage.
New luggage. TK Maxx.
Well, you went into guys, did you guys watch anything interesting over the last week?
Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration.
Yeah, it's crazy.
UK, Australia, Ireland, Germany, Poland, Austria, Netherlands. What the hell? So I watched.
what's going on, guys?
Was that a horror movie?
That threw me up.
I'll discuss it. Watched, and you guys can stop laughing.
There's a TV series. There's a TV series currently streaming on Amazon Prime. I saw a trailer for it a couple months ago at this point, but forgot that it was coming out. And then after the Eagles football game, they played a trailer.
You didn't
for
forget.
It. And I was like, oh, that's coming out. And then it said basically like today. And I was like, oh, it's out now. It's called Cross. I keep calling it Alex Cross, even though it's called Cross.
Well,
main character is Alex Cross. There's been many properties called Alex Cross. They decided to name the show Cross, though.
I was going to call you on that joke because you mentioned it in Discord, then I Googled it.
I know.
And then it was like Alex Cross. I was like, but no, it's on Amazon. What's going on? And I typed Alex Cross Amazon, and it was all books. And I was like, is Joe? What's Joe talking about?
Well, the movie Alex Cross was Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry. So, like, I went on after I said that, I was trying to figure out who his partner
Alex
was.
Cross
so I went
dress.
To Wikipedia, and I was like Alex Cross, and it kept giving me the movie, and I was like, yeah, I know the movie, but isn't it the show the same thing? And I was like, oh, the show's Cross.
Tyler Perry's like, but I thought you meant enough, cross dresser. Partner, I took the wrong part.
His partner in the show, Greg, you've seen the show, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, I finished it. You have not, but
you finished it? Okay. Yeah. I have not finished it. Two episodes away. Do you know who his partner is or what he's most known for, I should say?
I don't.
It's going to baffle you. His partner in the
Levitard
show,
co-host.
If you guys remember, there was a very prominent ad campaign for like... at least 3-4 years with Old Spice with that very handsome black dude that
the
was
horse
also like
guy.
He is his partner in the show. And I was like, oh, this guy can act. I only knew him.
Isaiah Mustafa.
The Old Spice dude.
Manator.
Yeah. Isaiah Mustafa. Oh, he's my age. He's my age. He's
the guy on the
five.
Yeah, the centaur.
Was he a centaur or was he the guy on the horse? Or was it both?
He's a
no,
big
he was
dude.
A centaur.
He's a big fella.
Giant man. Jesus.
I'm a guy on a horse. I am the horse.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I am the horse. I'm
pretty
sure he played football or something at some point. Yeah, he was in training camps and whatnot. But no, the show is really good, really well done. It's exhilarating. I would have finished it if not for my fiance only being able to watch like two episodes at a time. And then she's gone today, so we're not going to see the next episodes until tomorrow. The last two episodes until tomorrow, at the very least. And it's already been renewed for a second season, so it was renewed before the first episode even aired. So that is good. Amazon has some confidence in the show, and they should, because it is really well done, really entertaining, engaging. Yeah. Greg, how do you feel about it? You've seen the end, so don't spoil it, but yeah.
Well, I've seen every Oxcross version there's been out there. Like the starting, you know, they had the ones with Morgan Freeman back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Kiss the Girls, Along Came a Spider. Was there another one? But then they had the Oxcross movie Tyler Perry. I did watch that one as well. And I enjoyed that one, actually, even though he was kind of an odd casting for that, but it was a fun movie. But yes, I did watch the series. Kendra and I watched it. My sister mentioned it on the Discord, and I asked Kendra if she was interested, but because she loved the movies, the ones with Morgan Freeman, because they're pretty dark and good times.
Twisted.
So she said, "Oh yeah, I definitely want to watch it." So we watched it, and when it was over, she's like, "The next night, she's like, I wish we had more Alex Cross to watch, or more Cross to watch." I don't think she even knew that the series was called Cross and not Alex Cross, because it's just Alex Cross.
But same thing. It's just Alex Cross.
Aldous
Hodge.
He was great. I'd seen him for a long time in different things. He was really good. Mm. He's very angry he at was, times.
Jim Brown in
I will say, Miami. That's right. I will say that you may not have got this far, but we figured something out. Both of us separately figured something out very early on that comes to be true later on. So that's very interesting.
That
spoilers.
I don't want to spoil
it. No spoilers.
Yeah. I might watch it.
I want episode 6, so I've seen a lot.
Oh, okay.
Just two episodes off.
Still think you may not be to the point that you'll find this out, but you may have already figured it out. I don't know, but it was fun. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. It's very well done. The first episode where
turns out
he's interrogating the racist guy.
Dead the whole time.
That was good.
But
I will spoil one thing. Because it's not really a spoiler. It happens in like within a minute of the show starting. It's kind of the impotence of the entire show.
That is not the right word.
But that's not the right impotence?
Impetus.
I'm not saying impotent. Impetus.
You are, though. You're saying impotence. So you're doing the impetus. Impetus.
So, in the trailer, when the trailer's released, you find out that his wife has been killed already, right? And somebody online was like, "Wow, I didn't know they were going to kill his wife within the first 2 minutes of the show." And I thought they were being facetious. You know, they're just being hyperbolic. And then you start the show, and then boom, his wife is dead. I'm like, damn, that happened fast. I didn't think it was going to happen that soon. But it's really, really well done. Really well done. I saw two movies. Last Thursday, I decided to treat myself, with the world crumbling at my feet. I decided to go watch a double feature.
You went to crumbling at your feet, then you probably did the crumbling.
I guess you're right there. But I decided to go watch a double feature. I went and watched Wild Robot and Anora. The Wild Robot is a DreamWorks film starring Lupita Nyong'o and Pedro Pascal, directed by Chris Sanders. He also did something else. He did Lilo and Stitch and How to Train Your Dragon. Wow, this guy's pretty good.
Lilo and Stitch?
Lilo and Stitch. So when this movie was first... when it first came out, I was like, I'm kind of interested to see it. I asked the lady if she wanted to see it. I was like, I'll go see it one of these days when I got the time. So I had the time, went to go see it. And afterwards, I called her and I was like, if and when we have kids, I don't know if I could see these children movies because I can't stop crying. This movie was so beautiful, so emotional, so touching, so heartfelt. Like, man, I just started breaking down in the theater. Thankfully, I was in the theater all by myself. It was like 2 o'clock on a Thursday. No one was there.
Imagine crying at 2 o'clock on a Thursday by yourself.
I know. Right? Animated movie.
Did you have any snacks with you at least?
Didn't have any snacks.
Beers?
No. I don't eat a
thing. That's probably why you were crying. You're hungry.
But no, the movie was really, really well done. Really good story. You should check it out if you have the time.
I have the access to it currently to watch it now. I probably will, but not. I was going to watch it last night, but we just did not. Because I remember you mentioned it on the social medias. I think you skeeted about it.
I did. We did. I definitely posted about it. Yes. but yeah, no, check it out when you have the time. I'm pretty sure it'll be on streaming here shortly because it came out in September. I think it'll probably be on streaming for the holiday season, if not at least for rental. It's definitely worth the money. This movie was pretty freaking good. And then the other movie I saw was Anora. This was directed by Sean Baker. Also the director of a movie I liked a couple years ago called The Florida Project. I know you watched that. He's a very interesting director because he doesn't work with like big names, really. He works more so with like people who are more or less flying under the radar. If there is a big name, it might be like an offshoot character, not a centralized character. So that helps you. That helps you kind of sink into the movie because it feels more real because you're not, you know, obscured by a star.
Yeah, right? There was one person in the Florida Project. Was it the mom? There was someone like we knew from that. Okay.
Willem Dafoe was like the manager of like hotel the motel manager. Everybody stayed at or whatever.
Yeah. So there's like one person. Yeah.
But yeah, so this movie stars Mickey Madison. I think I just looked it up. She was in
Huge fan
Better
Mickey.
Things, the FX show. She was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Never saw it.
Oh my God. I saw the movie seven times.
I bet you did. She was in Scream. I have zero encounters with her. So she was a new face to me.
And what's her name?
This movie. Mickey Madison. And then everybody else is either Russian or Armenian. Every other lead character. So the greatest way to describe it when I came out of the theater to Ariel was it's like Zola, but Russian. It's a stripper. She encounters the son of Mikey. Mickey? I made it Mickey. I don't know. She encounters this young Russian kid at her strip club, and he, in a sense, falls in love with her. And as I told me and when we were doing Who Does a Pod last night, I was telling Kyle and Rick, I was like, for like the first 25 minutes, I'm like, so he just decided to make a porno. Like, this is just feels like a porno. Like, we're just seeing porn. In a way, like everything is them just having sex and her stripping and dancing and stuff. And then it becomes one of the funniest comedies I've seen in a long time. it is a movie you're not going to forget. It's a movie that's definitely going to stick with you. A lot of subtitles, because like I said, pretty much outside of her in the central cast, everyone is Russian or Armenian and they're speaking Russian or I don't know what Armenians speak. Sorry, excuse my ignorance there. But it's
Armenian.
A really fun, funny movie. I didn't know if it was a language or not. I didn't want to make that assumption. But it won the Ballon d'Or at Cannes. The Palme d'Or. But no, it's a really, really good movie. Really fun, really funny. And yeah, I mean, heartbreaking at times as well. But yeah, check it out if you have a chance. That is Anora.
And that was a double feature with Wild Robot?
Yeah. Well, I know, right? And that was after Wild Robot. I was like, this is, no one's doing this right now.
Oh, I thought it was like an advertised one. It's like, take official, your kids to see Wild Robot. And then to see the porno, Anora.
I had a lot of time to kill.
Wild Robot, Wild Robot.
After work, Ariel was going to her Thursday group, which was a potluck because it was the last. It is Armenian, the language. Sorry, the last meeting they were having of this semester, or whatever the heck they call it. And I was like, you know, I got time to kill. I got I could see two movies. I was like, what maps out for this time? And I was like, all right, gonna see The Wild Robot. And then I was like, what else? I heard some things about Anora, and I like Sean Baker, so I'll check it out. And I was very pleased.
Did you get like a beer and like food in between?
No, I didn't do anything actually.
Do they sell beer at those theaters?
Yeah, they do.
Some theaters.
I've gotten beers before. I got a beer when a couple weeks ago.
When I got a beer.
A couple months ago now. I got a beer.
When they pee, is it always in the bush?
I got a beer. So Encanto. I got a deer. When we went to see Encanto, I got a beer that time. But no, I normally don't like to drink or eat, especially if I'm watching something new, because I don't want the possibility of like needing to go use the bathroom or anything. Like, I didn't get anything to drink or eat when I went to see The Batman a couple years ago, but that's like a 3-hour movie, and like at the halfway point I had to pee, and I just had to ride it out. I just rode it out for the second half of the movie, needing to, my bladder about to burst, because I was like, I don't like getting up during the movies.
Where is your? You ever have where you're like, you don't even feel like you need to pee, and when you get up, all of a sudden you can't not pee?
Oh yeah.
Like, how is that possible? I have that feeling. Come on, man.
It's so weird. I think you put it out of your mind, and then once you stand up, your body, like the bladder has been holding this the whole time. You stand up, and it's like, finally, and it's like, oh.
I feel like as a kid,
Scott, you saw something.
That's how I was as a kid. I was like, I don't remember ever peeing anywhere as a kid. And then as an adult, I'm always like, I've got to. Do I have to pee? Am I going to have to pee? What am I going to do?
I was thinking about this. I don't remember using the bathroom. I have zero memories of using the bathroom in school at all, ever.
Really?
Exactly. Like, Me too.
Zero memory. And I don't know why.
Like urinal.
I have tons of memories from school from freaking, third grade on, even second grade. Nah, even kindergarten, first grade, I have memories. Going to the bathroom, I have zero. I can't even picture the inside of the bathrooms of the school, at the school.
That's crazy.
It is. Was I molested or something in the bathrooms? I don't even know.
I didn't want to make the joke, but
no, I have this. It's not the same
greatest
thing.
Joke to make.
Because now, as a semi pee shy adult, I'm like, did I just never pee in high school? Did I just
semi pee shy adult?
Well, no, I'm sure I peed, but did I ever shit in high school? Like, I don't have a poop story for high school. Or junior high or elementary school. You know, you had to poop at some point, right?
100%. I never peed or pooped at school. I just don't remember peeing at school. I don't know if I had anything to drink before school. I just might have been a dehydrated kid my whole life.
A DEI kid?
DEI kid.
I never
Anyway, saw I saw some movies.
Nice.
I had a couple of beers at the theater. I saw a couple of movies that you guys haven't seen and will never see.
Will never?
The Asian World Film Festival was here in Culver City.
Oh!
And there is a couple of films that we watched on Sunday. The first one was Gaza is Our Home. And the second one was Life is Beautiful, A Letter to Gaza. Two great films. First one, Gaza is Our Home, was a...
this is the Asian Film Festival?
Yeah, and you know what? They let these in, and good on them.
Good on them. I was like, wait a second. I was like, my map out of whack? What's going on here? Okay, sorry.
So the first one, Gaza is Our Home, it's not really a professional one. It's sort of a very amateur documentary. It was a film editor turned documentarian, because he's from Palestine. He has family in Palestine, but he lives in the United States. And it was sort of his it's just about his family and basically what happened to them over the last 20 years or so, between like traveling there on vacation and coming back and then talking to family and then going through sort of a family's journey in Gaza, but from the perspective of someone living in the United States, which was good, heartbreaking. And then the second one was Life is Beautiful, a Letter to Gaza, which might actually be in some local theaters.
Not to confuse with Life is Beautiful, the Roberto, whatever that movie was, where he was the Italian movie where he was the in the concentration camps. Not concentration camps. Yeah. Yeah, it was. He was the father of the... Anyway, sorry to derail you. Go ahead.
This one, it might be in some local theaters. It's at some local theaters around here. This was a more professional one. It's by a professional filmmaker. He's also Palestinian. It's I highly recommend this one because it's a good documentary watch if you're watching documentaries. He's a Palestinian filmmaker who got invited to Norway with some Norway filmmakers to
Norwegian
filmmakers. Filmmakers in Norway.
I got you.
So it's about him promoting a movie. It's a documentary about a movie he made that he was promoting in Norway when some shit went...
While everything started.
Well, some shit went down and like basically the border was blocked and he couldn't get back to Palestine. So, and then his visa ran out in Norway and they're like, so what are you here for? And he's like, I'm a filmmaker. And then they're like... It's basically his fight with the government to be like, what are your credentials? And he's like, I don't have like a degree. I'm a filmmaker and I'm promoting this film and it's doing very well. And then it's about his struggle with fighting with the Norwegian government to get a visa to stay because he has nowhere to go, basically. Great film. Highly recommend it. You should watch it. And it's a beautiful... beautiful tale, if you will. That's it.
Awesome.
Carry on.
It's a lot of good filmmaking being done.
Not carry on.
I finally watched Deadpool and Wolverine. Kind of disappointed by it. You know, I wanted it to be... Should have been, could have been. I mean, it was okay. It was
good.
It was long and...
It was long. Very long.
Just... Yeah, a lot. It's a lot. The whole multiverse thing. Is that why you asked me about Joe? You asked me about the certain timeline. Last week you said, "Do you know anything about the something timeline?" Like the from.
Oh, I was making a sacred timeline joke.
Sacred timeline. Yes.
Yeah, I was saying if this is the sacred timeline, like this sucks, and then you. Rightly pointed out, this might not be the sacred timeline.
Like you would, what's the sacred timeline?
The sacred timeline. I don't even know. I didn't watch Loki. I just heard of
it. Well, it came up in Deadpool and Wolverine because that was kind of the same kind of deal. They were dealing with the same. It was the same. Loki was part of the same thing happening. These timelines, blah blah blah. These people wanted to interrupt all the other timelines and make one the main timeline, or whatever it was. Whatever. It is what it is. I don't know. It wasn't that great. Did not really enjoy it. I wanted to.
It's fine for what it was. You waited too long.
Exactly.
It's too hyped up at this point. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't hyped up because I totally forgot about it. It just happened to show. It came on Disney this past week. Started streaming on the Disney network, Disney Plus.
It's on the Disney Plus.
But what I care about more than movies and anything else in this world is football. So let's talk about some football. What do you guys say?
Let's talk about football, baby.
I don't know where the drop is, baby. It's somewhere.
I think only Sky has the drop, no?
I have it. There it is. Get it off in time on 4th and 10 to the sideline. Well, let's start off talking about our results from last week. I had the Bills -2, winner. Scott had the Titans +6.
Womp, womp, womp.
Loser.
I had loss.
Joe had the Jags plus 13.5, and they lost by a lot more than that.
They lost by 45.
And the
that
Texans.
Was insane.
Plus 7.5.
Yeah, who did they Texans play? Won for sure.
They won
the Cowboys
straight
on
up.
Monday.
Oh, yeah. Plus 7.5. Wait.
They won that one.
Weren't they favorites?
They beat the Cowboys by like, yeah.
But why do we have, well, in our notes, we have it as plus 7.5. I think it was minus 7. It had been must have been minus. Anyway, they won big time. So let's go to this week. What do we got, boys? What's our picks this week? What are you feeling good about? We're going to start with Scott this week because he's on a bad streak because he's bad at betting.
I haven't loaded it up yet.
I'm not on a great streak either.
Bad at betting. I want to pick the miracle.
Well, it's funny. Every time happens. I pick the Texans, they lose. But this time they won. But we did it as a group, so it worked out.
I'm going New York Knicks. The Knicks are playing the Suns. Right now.
They're playing them right now.
Right now.
And winning.
Hey, you know, I gotta get a win under my belt here. Should I go Cowboys over the Commanders? Commanders minus 10 versus the Cowboys.
Oh, wow. No. Cowboys stink.
I know.
Cowboys
Commanders,
stink. They're going to be losing about
Commanders
20 every
minus
day.
10. I'm going Commanders.
No, only at home. Only at home.
Oh,
it's on the road.
You're going to pick the Commanders. Okay. Yeah, it's going to be on the road, but it's still Cooper Rush.
Commanders. I'm going Commanders minus 10.
Such a big number. All right. All right.
I'm going Seahawks plus 1.
Seahawks? Who are the Seahawks playing, Joseph?
Seahawks are playing.
They're playing the Cards at home.
I don't know. I got some love for the Cardinals. I almost want to do the opposite of what Joe just did.
I think Seahawks.
Are we allowed to do that? Let's do that.
Pick against each other? That's kind of rude.
Seahawks minus or plus 1. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Seahawks plus 1.
I mean,
Cards Arizona's minus 1. I think.
You want to take the Rams over the Eagles, Joe? I mean, the Eagles over the Rams?
No. Didn't want to. Leave that alone. Leave it alone.
Your team versus my team? By my team, I mean.
That's not your team.
It's not my team, but it's the team nearby.
Well, if that was the case, we'd pick the Chargers against the Chargers for something.
I mean, Ravens minus 3 versus the Chargers. Both LA teams are plus 3 this week.
Is that a home?
The Chargers are 7-3.
Home nights. Chargers are good this year.
Yeah, they're pulling it out. They're playing. They have the best defense in the league, apparently.
They have the best defense in the league,
which is crazy. They're going against Baltimore, though.
Wait, what's the home team?
Baltimore has to go across the country. I was thinking about that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They got to go across country on Monday night.
The Chargers will be home in successive nights.
I don't know.
Oh, they had a Monday night game. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That makes sense now. I was like, what are they doing, a 1 o'clock and a 5 o'clock? Ooh. They got to repeat.
I think I like Denver.
Hasn't that happened before?
I'm not going to do this. It's fuck with me, so I'm not going to say
like that's
Denver.
Happened before with, like, Old Staples Center, which is still the same arena, but there was like a Kings game that day and like a Laker game that night or something.
Oh yeah,
I think the Dolphins are taking New England for granted. They got some good new young quarterback. They're what plus? I'm doing New England Patriots plus 7.
Plus
over the Miami Dolphins.
I mean. They just have to be within
seven points.
I think they're going to win outright.
They might win outright. I do like Drake May. I'm not going
to
lie.
All you do is have to throw a feather at Tua.
Maybe.
He'll crumble.
Maybe. They don't have a feather. That just proves our point, though, doesn't it?
They got a feather in their cap, Greg. They're the Patriots.
Well, how do you guys feel about, as a group, taking the Denver Broncos? Minus 6 over the Las Vegas Raiders.
-6 over the Raiders.
Last time they played, it was a little blowout. This one's in Vegas, but.
-6. A lot of points. How do you feel about Green Bay?
I think defensively, I want to say that's a good one, but San Francisco still has a lot of weapons. They've got a tight end. What's his name?
Hurries has an injury.
He does?
He has some right arm soreness, I believe. Soreness.
I'm going to go Broncos because I'll be in Colorado.
Vegas?
Vegas.
Oh.
Oh, you'll be
in Vegas. You'll be in Vegas? No?
We just instantly went to Vegas.
So we want to do the Broncos -6.
Hey, let's do the Broncos. I like
or do you want the Raiders?
Oh, I need a mea culpa. I need to do a mea culpa. Apparently, Sean
Payton. Porn star?
Maybe. What?
Mea culpa.
I think what Sean Payton can do is pick coordinators.
She's not a porn star.
And even though Vance Joseph was a horrible head coach for the Broncos, he's been a great defense coordinator. And I think the fact that he can just come in and not even think about that he used to be the head coach and now he's not.
No,
but the defense has been great. They're getting bad. They have some injuries, but I still think the Raiders.
Since giving up that 70-point game
to Miami.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that was crazy. Both teams have struggled, but yeah, I like that. Good job. Let's get to our
happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
That's my disappointment. We'll start right there. My disappointment is next week is Thanksgiving Eve, and we're all going to be, I'll be traveling the next day, but it's the holidays, so we got to take some time off. So I'm disappointed that we're not going to have an episode next week, but.
You son of a bitch.
Love you guys. Disappointed that we're not doing a show.
To be fair, we want to do it.
Disappointed in Scott.
I don't want to do it.
I'm disappointed in Scott saying I would never work on Thanksgiving unless you give me a raise. And like, you can't force our hand like that, Scott.
It's not what happened. All eyes.
I mean, I would. Oh, I'm the only one I can give myself a raise, actually.
That is true. Last time we got to pay. I'm disappointed.
This is the last week we got to send you guys and Kyle and the other guy.
I'm disappointed in the fact that I watched the Tyson Paul fight.
Tyson Paul, librarian at large.
Is Tyson finally defeated?
Tyson lost, but it was a sham of a fight. I'm happy though. I didn't see the other fight that everybody was talking about, but I saw the women fight right before the co-headlining. That was an amazing fight. That was also highway robbery. Amanda Serrano should have won that fight handily. The Irish brogue, all she was doing was headbutting and then rubbing the head and nuzzling her head on the cut. It was insane. She would throw some punches, but her main point of attack was
I'll disagree with that being her main point of attack. She was steady throughout the whole thing. And yes, I agree. Serrano should have won the fight, but I think visually that's what happens. You see blood. The judges see the blood. And since I've been watching boxing.
She outlanded like 100 punches.
Since I've been watching boxing, the bloody person rarely wins. Like, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it was a headbutt. And she took 1 point away.
And she got marked. I'm about to say she got marked for a headbutt.
She got 1 point away.
Imagine watching it in the UK. The bloody person. Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
But the main event, of course. What are you going to do? It's like, if I had known.
Hold on. Because fuck the main event. Nobody cares about the main event. If the judges
are seeing.
I know. And rightfully so. Fuck the main event. How are the judges seeing the fight differently than the people who are broadcasting the fight? Like, the announcers are like, Serrano's having her way. Like, she's fighting with all the guts. And then the judges somehow saw a different fight than everyone in the world.
But she never hurt the other one. That's the problem.
If it goes to the judges, it's not about hurting. It's who outboxes the other person.
If I
landed 100 more punches and technically won this fight, then I won this fight.
No, that's not necessarily true because you could be throwing like little
like jabs didn't really matter. But if you like, she was coming for the whole time.
Do it for 10 years.
Well, yeah.
Oh my god!
Always run.
Punch and hug.
She would come forward.
Punch and hug. Punch and hug. Punch and hug.
She would come forward, and she come forward, and yeah, head first a lot of times, but she never got hurt, and so I could see where the judges, every round could be close, like, and plus the blood. I agree.
Craig's like the Anderson of this
podcast. I'm just saying what happened. I've watched enough boxing, and I know what the judges sometimes see, and it's not like she ever hurt.
My thing is,
like, did she ever wobble?
I don't know. Yeah, she wobbled a couple times, especially in those later rounds.
I missed a lot of that fight because it was buffering. But a Netflix issue.
A good tip. This is the second time this actually happened to me.
They can afford them.
When the TV, because this happened when I tried to watch, when me and Ariel tried to watch the Love is Blind live reunion or whatever.
Netflix gets their shit together.
They need to get their, especially now that they're getting NFL games. They need to get their shit together.
They're getting NFL games.
The Beyonce fans are not going to stand for this type of tomfoolery. They're doing the Christmas Day game, and then in the halftime of one of the Christmas Day games, Beyonce is going to be performing. And if they fuck that up, I promise you the internet streets will be ablaze.
They could have fucked it up, except the fight, the main event was. Ended up being okay. It was like the opening fights that had the issues.
I had a couple issues on the main event.
I missed the first three rounds of the women's fight.
Damn.
That's bad.
This is not a great tip, obviously, because you know it speaks poorly of the broadcast partner. But if you watch it on your phone, less buffering. TV, there's an issue there all the time. On the phone, it's way better.
Because you're doing data mostly, because you can do the combo of data and Wi-Fi.
Because I took off, Because I took off the TV after a certain point and just went straight phone for the rest, like the whole Serrano fight and then the Jake Paul Tyson fight, and I had like a couple hiccups versus like all the hiccups I was having on the TV.
Yeah, that was up. The bass voice knows it. You got to see Mike Tyson's ass, and the women's fight was great. You were correct. Bass voice. Are you a fisherman? You don't know about that? Yeah, dude. They went to the locker room, and somebody, he was having an interview. He turned around. It's got to be your buddy. It's got to be one of your people's, Joe.
What's his name's last week? What's his name's ass on the field? Was that Derrick Henry's ass?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, he pulled his pants down a little bit. Yep.
Oh,
okay. How does that happen more?
They went to like an instant replay of his ass getting shown.
That's funny.
They didn't cut away. They're like, let's get an instant replay of a slow motion of his ass getting pulled out on the field.
Well, they replay every play, so I mean,
it's so easy. Like the pants we wore when I played football, we had these pads, the hip pads, that made it where even if you tighten your belt, it wouldn't matter because you got extra. Like you have hip pads and like one in your back. That you just pull down your pants are going to come down. So fact that there's not people being pantsed every game is surprising. That's why you wear
Especially those big-ass linemen.
Yeah. I expect to see more NFL dong on the field.
Right?
Whoa.
Not enough dong on the field.
Like, what's his name?
Happy I didn't have to actually pay for that fight.
Whose dong fell out?
I wouldn't have. That's the thing.
I would not have. Exactly. But what I was going to say, I'm stunned by everybody just believing the numbers that Netflix is giving us. I don't believe those numbers whatsoever. Because there's
the number you can't believe is the gate. It costs so much to get in there. They made like $19 million just to get in the door. Like my cousin was there. He had some great photos. 60 million
households? I don't
know. I believe it. $19 million to get inside?
Yeah, 19
I don't know if that's real.
Yeah, the ads. I think it's real. They make their money back. They make their money, and plus
They make their money back. But the thing is, everybody's already subscribed. They didn't.
I don't know who's subscribing to Netflix.
Yeah, but there was other money coming in, like ads. They had
Did they have?
Wearing, I don't remember seeing anything. Putting advertising on the boxers themselves, on their pants, on their shorts.
But that's
my Tyson's ass had an ad on it.
Yeah, it like, did. That's boxing. It's
like, boxing. All right, let's go to what our listeners.
The MeUndies.
Lowlifes, lowlights.
I got something to say.
At the Jid Carry, disappointed by Florida.
Got to guess here. At DTR on the Discord, bad people.
Kelly Panetta on the Discord, disappointment. Oh, I've been sick at home with a respiratory virus since the beginning. Oh, wrong person. Since the beginning of last week. Not COVID, Scott. It's making me very tired. Sorry to miss you all on the Twitch tonight. I'll take a listen later. You know what? You know what's better than soup right now? Listening to us live, Kelly. How dare you?
Live.
That's right.
How dare
stories that make us feel happy.
Damn.
It's respiratory.
You know what makes me feel happy?
How's that messing with your voice there?
Virus Awareness Month.
You know what makes me feel happy is seeing you. Scott went to see live music last week or this weekend or over. He didn't mention it on the show, but he mentioned the reason he didn't watch the Jake Paul Tyson fight because he was watching live music.
Live
well,
music.
Saturday night, Kendra and I went to see live comedy. We went to see Wisconsin Zone, Charlie Behrens.
Tony Hinchcliffe.
Have you seen Charlie Behrens on the TikTok or the any of the reels or any of those things?
I'm on the TikTok comedy thing. I can't say I know who Charlie Behrens is. Let me Google him to make sure.
The Manitowoc Minute. He got famous. He works with a bunch of the I don't even call him a influencer, but he's a content creator. But he's also a stand-up comic, apparently, because he did a great stand-up show in Midtown Atlanta. And he was so funny. His opener was funny. It was a great night to see some comedy. We went, was it Saturday night? Saturday night we went to see him. You guys remember when I mentioned I went to see Puddle's Pity Party about a year ago? This was the same exact theater. Same theater we saw Puddle's Pity Party. But this was Charlie Behrens. He was very funny. It was
Charlie Behrens.
A lot of Wisconsin people there because he's from Wisconsin. So a bunch of Packer fans, a lot of Chicago Bear hate.
He's the
Manitowoc Minute. Manitowoc Minute's how he got famous. He makes fun of local news in Wisconsin. And he did a Manitowoc Minute in the middle of his show, but his opener was really funny. What was her name? Signora Panetta? Something Washington.
And I don't care how there are several steps to a proper Midwest goodbye. First step, you slap your knee and say, well, by spoils. At this point, you need to find your coat and put it on. And I don't care how hot you get. Do not take that coat off. You may never put it on again. If it's summer, find one of their coats. They'll get the picture. You will be offered the leftovers. And I know the casserole was so bad, you had to put it plate face down in the garbage. But you must accept the leftovers. They pull out their Tupperware, which is just a used Cool Whip container.
I know.
Then you got to walk over to the doorknob and
can I make
twist
a sweeping
it.
Statement that is when that's like partially racist
please
before you go
white people this Thanksgiving
why your brother looks a lot
no
like
casseroles
no,
no casseroles guys
man I had
get
Wimley.
A new recipe no casseroles
bro
Joe those are had, family traditions the casseroles
casseroles break are the best. I had we had Cracker Barrel last night. I had the broccoli casserole. I had the hash brown casserole.
I don't like Ariel laughing.
Nah,
white people throw casseroles.
But what's funny is because we were in Atlanta, the opener for Charlie Behrens was this woman Chastity Washington. Even though she was black, she was not local. She was from the Midwest. She had a great set. She was a teacher. And so all her jokes were about being a teacher. It was so funny. I was dying laughing. So check out Chastity Washington if you can find her online. She had a great set. And then Charlie came on. Yeah, that's what Scott just played was very the Wisconsin goodbye or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a thing. Did he do that bit? He didn't do that bit. He did a lot of funny stuff. And it's not all Wisconsin-centric. Oh, or,
I'm glad. That's good.
But it was funny. It was very funny.
Glad he did funny stuff.
So funny. So that funny. Is. So funny. But he's also good
Oh, he made so many TikTok. Cheese jokes.
Follow him on TikTok. Well, there's cheese. Need to talk about cheese.
TikTok.
He's good family fun, don't you know?
I was like, good family
fun. He is. I gotta agree. But that's my encouragement. Good, funny times.
Check out his Cripscat with his,
Cripecast.
Comedians.
Cripecast? Jesus Christ. This has nothing to do with the comedian, actually.
The entertainer.
Has something to do with my future father-in-law.
The entertainer.
Wow. Is this?
Wait, Ariel's Cedric's daughter?
I told you this was going to be. No, Scotty. I said this was going to be a little weird. So Friday, Monday.
Ariel the Entertainer was her last name this whole time.
This Monday, we went to it was Ariel's dad's birthday, so we went to the Cheesecake Factory, and what I thought was going to be like, you know, a semi shortest trip to the Cheesecake Factory. We'd be in. We'd be.
You're an hour in. You're halfway through the menu.
Page seven.
They are
tuna casserole.
Very. Her dad, her sister, all aren't like stay out late people. They're get back home, go to sleep early type of people because they wake up early.
He's got comedy shows like, in the morning.
So I was like, I guess we'll probably get there around like 6:30. We'll probably be back home by like 8:30. None too bad. We ended up being there until like 9:30. Like, we ended up having just such a great time and having great conversation. Got political. But then me and him talked sports as well. Like, it was just such a great time. And it was, I hadn't been out and just like hung out. Like
talk
that
about how the Broncos so kicked their ass on Sunday.
We did talk about that because he's a Falcons fan.
You mentioned it's the first time he voted Republican in this election.
but no, so it was a great time, fun time, and then got to end it with some cheesecake, and it was very good cheesecake, Godiva chocolate cheesecake, amazing. But yeah, so that was a good time, good Monday night.
So I have a question. I've never ordered cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory. I've been there only like twice, but do they have a lot of them?
They have a lot of them. They have a lot of them.
What'd you order at the cheesecake? What'd you get for dinner? Did you mention that?
I had got some rigatoni alla vodka.
Yeah, you did. You had a lot of vodka and then rigatoni alla on the vodka.
So yeah, rigatoni alla vodka. It was just some good pasta. I just wanted something light, something simple. Because
is it true that they are catering your wedding?
They are not. They are not catering the wedding.
Grace is trying to get different caterers at your wedding. Is it true you're having Chick-fil-A cater the wedding?
To do with the wedding. They can wear it on a Sunday. Somebody wouldn't have a problem with that, probably.
No, there are plenty of free staff.
Yeah.
That's true. I drove by Chick-fil-A a couple weeks ago, and they were power washing around the restaurant on Sunday. I was like, is that allowed? I'm not sure that's allowed.
You guys ever go through the drive-thru on a Sunday just because there's no one in it and you feel good?
No way. No. The only time you ever
feel good. There's always like 17 cars when it's open.
I did that day, and I ran over some power washers.
Just drive-thru.
Hey, you guys have Chick-fil-A's?
Cheesecakes are pretty big. L.A.? Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, Chick-fil-A's everywhere, brother.
Actually, I did know that. I've heard many comics talk about going to Chick-fil-A. I would say Ian Carmel made the joke. Well, not even the joke. He was like, their chicken's so good that I go and support them, but after I go there, I have to donate to like an LGBTQ charity.
That's
what's funny is they like, right after it came out that the owners kind of were anti, I went to the one in Aurora where I lived at the time, and the person at the window was the most
very gay,
super gay, like one of the gayest people I've ever seen.
I don't think you could get someone working the drive-thru that isn't over there, which is the ironic part.
It's so ironic. Isn't it ironic?
It is.
Don't you think?
Can I get high?
It's a little too ironic.
Can I get high?
Yeah, I really do think. Ordering 10,000 Chick-fil-A nuggets when the drive-thru person is queer. Having a John 3:16 under your cup.
At the bottom of the page, I see.
I know, I saw that. I was like,
I was good on something. I was trying to be Kyle. Chick
for that Al Gregg's wife. My encouragement: Chicago Bears misery and inability to beat my Packers. Very encouraged by block field goals. Sorry, Greg.
Yeah.
Sorry, Al Gregg. Sorry.
Yeah, a week before, block field goals were not my friend, but
crazy.
Well, it's funny. I thought after that game when the Broncos had the block field goal against Kansas City that they would just talk about how the Broncos blew it. And they didn't. They're like, Broncos? Like, it was more positive. Everything was positive. It was crazy. It's more about the Kansas City getting lucky. They weren't lucky this past week. They went up, finally beat the – lost to the Bills, I should say.
Finally got beat.
What did we learn this week, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, is that it? Is the show over?
That's the show, man. That is the show, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving. I learned that Greg and Knute can't eat like adults. They need bibs like they're babies.
It doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt to have bibs, I'll tell you.
Adult bibs? Delete that. Let's get on that.
Adult bibs. I think they have that at like lobster places.
Every restaurant called napkins.
No. Have you ever put a napkin in your shirt?
Never in the shirt. No, I'm always on the lap.
No, that's why you the lobster places. And they put them in their lobster and crab.
Yeah, you have to be an old southern white guy to put it in your shirt.
Yeah.
All like a southern 90. Black woman.
Has to at least be 90 degrees and humidity has to be skyrocketing.
You have to have a handkerchief in your pocket to dab your forehead.
You gotta, I was about to say, to pull out and give a quick dab.
Too much.
You gotta make a joke like it's cold to the waiter.
Oh, boy. Should feel a breeze coming in. You've been doing to make the best crawfish around here, I do declare.
What you guys do, crank the AC in here?
I learned that John Stamos' wife is married to the guy from the kids coming of age story where he walks on the bridge.
Sorry, Stand By Me. Wrong movie.
I learned that Scott can't get his beer out of his cup. The cold thing. I don't know what that was.
It was very cold. It's a Yeti. You just put your beer inside the Yeti with ice.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah.
But thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of A New Low.
My house.
This has been L. Greg, Scott by Scott, Headphone Show. Please review our podcast on whatever you use to listen to podcasts. Don't buy anything at shop.anulo.co. You won't get it. We are New Low Pod on all social media.
Greg, what's the name?
I got to make a new shirt to go on there before December, actually.
We need to update that. Don't forget that you can have your voice heard. No, you can't. I don't know if the phone number even exists anymore. My notes are old. Listen to the other shows on the New Low Podcast Network. Two lesbians listen to science. You have Who Does a Podcast and Cheers from the Press Box.
Funny thing you brought that up. This is so random. So I made my Blue Sky and Leah, followed me on Blue Sky and I was like, nice. I was like, how do you even remember what?
Who's Leah?
I was so confused.
Leah, remember? She was very. She was very
second lesbian.
What'd she say? I'm very online. She was very online. Remember?
Yeah, that's right.
If I left anything out,
goddamn it!
You can find everything you need to know at anulo.co. Don't trust it. Thanks again for listening. And remember, it's a rad, rad world.
Still too early, Scott.
This is the time to say goodbye to all our low-life friends.
Mix.
We tricked you into listening, but now it has to end.
Remix.
You guys had ice cream lately? Make my
wish come. Yes, please.
That's way too funny, a random ass drop.
It's not a new low. It's not a deeper low. It's just yet another new low.
Exclusively on A New Low.